Esta semana continuamos con la segunda parte del musical Man of La Mancha, El Hombre de la Mancha, la obra escrita en 1965 por Joe Darion y Mitch Light sobre el libro homónimo de Dale Wasserman, inspirado a su vez en el clásico universal Don Quijote de la Mancha. Al igual que señalábamos en la primera parte de este programa, de la semana pasada, este musical está enfocado desde el punto de vista de Miguel de Cervantes mientras está cautivo por la Santa Inquisición. En la prisión, el escritor yace junto a su criado y a otros presos. Todos juntos representan una especie de obra de teatro sobre los delirios del caballero andante. En el pueblo todos siguen asombrados por las locuras de Don Quijote. Ahora se encuentra frente al posadero y le pide que le nombre caballero. El tabernero acepta, pero Don Quijote insiste en que primero, tal y como mandan los libros de caballería, debe permanecer toda la noche despierto haciendo guardia en el patio real. Mientras lo hace, se topa con Aldonza, quien se dirigía a ver a Pedro, y le explica a qué se deben sus actos.
Impossible dream to fight the unbeatable foe, to bear with unbearable sorrow, to run where the brave dare not go, to right the unrightable wrong, to love from afar, to try when your arms are too weary, to reach the unreachable star. This is my quest, to follow that star, no matter how hopeless, no matter how far, to fight for the right without question or pause, to be willing to march into hell for a heavenly cause. And I know I'll only be true to this glorious quest, that my heart will lie peaceful and calm when I'm laid to my rest. And the world will be better for this, that one man, scorned and covered with scars, still strove with his last ounce of courage to reach the unreachable star.
Y entonces aparece Pedro muy furioso porque estaba esperando a Aldonza y le pega una bofetada a la mujer. Bueno, como buen caballero que es, Don Quijote se erige como defensor de la dama y comienza la pelea entre ambos. Gracias a la suerte y a la ayuda de Sancho y Aldonza, quien ahora simpatiza con el caballero, logran tumbar a Pedro y a sus arrieros. El jaleo despierta al posadero.
Don Quijote de la Mancha, having proven yourself this day in terrible and glorious combat, and by my authority as lord of this castle, I hereby dub thee knight.
But your lordship,
didn't I do it right?
Well, it is customary to grant the new knight an added name.
Hail, knight of the woeful countenance, knight of the woeful countenance. Wherever you go, people will know of the glorious deeds of the knight of the woeful countenance.
farewell and good cheer, oh, my brave cavalier, fight onward in glorious strife. I swear when you're gone, I'll remember you well for all of the rest of my life. Hail, Knight of the Woeful Countenance, Knight of the Woeful Countenance, wherever you go, face with the foe, they will quail at the sight of the Knight of the Woeful Countenance. Oh, valorous knight, go and fight for the right, and battle all villains that be. But oh, when you do, what will happen to you? Thank God I won't be there to see.
Ahora Don Quijote debe socorrer a los enemigos vencidos, los arrieros, tal y como dictan una vez más las leyes de caballería. Aldonza se propone ayudarle, sin embargo, termina siendo secuestrada por estos. Por un momento la representación de Don Quijote que llevan a cabo Cervantes y el resto de presos se ve interrumpida por la entrada de la Inquisición a por uno de ellos. Después la obra continúa. Sancho y Quijote han salido al rescate de Aldonza. Al encontrarla, ella les muestra las múltiples magulladuras sufridas a causa del rapto. Don Quijote promete vengarla, pero ella se muestra más bien aprensiva con el caballero andante y prefiere que no se acerque más a ella. De repente aparece el Caballero de los Espejos, quien reta en duelo a Don Quijote. Este caballero no es otro que el doctor Carrasco, que intenta hacer ver a nuestro protagonista que no es más que un viejo chiflado. Don Quijote sufre entonces un colapso y cae en coma.
My lady.
I am not your lady. I am not any kind of a lady. I was spawned in a ditch by a mother who left me there naked and cold and too hungry to cry. I never blamed her, I'm sure she left hoping that I'd have the good sense to die. Then of course there's my father, I'm told that young ladies can point to their fathers with maidenly pride. Mine was some regiment here for an hour, I can't even tell you which side. So of course I became as befitted my delicate birth, the most casual bride of the murdering scum.
Still on, my lady.
And still he torments me. How should I be a lady? For a lady has modest and maidenly airs and a virtue. virtue I somehow suspect that I lack. It's hard to remember these maidenly airs in a stable laid flat on your back. Won't you look at me, look at me? God, won't you look at me? Look at the kitchen slut reeking of sweat. Born on a dung heap, to die on a dung heap. A strumpet menus and forget. If you feel that you see me not quite at my virginal best, cross my palm with a coin and I'll willingly show you the rest.
Never tonight, our Dulcinea.
Take the clouds from your eyes and see me as I really am. You have shown me the sky, but what good is the sky to a creature who'll never do better than crawl? Of all the cruel devils who badgered and battered me, you are the cruelest of all. Can't you see what your gentle insanities do to me? Rob me of anger and give me despair. Blows and abuse I can take and give back again. Tenderness I cannot bear. So don't reach out to me when your sweet Dulcinea you call. I am only a boomza. I'm no one, I'm nothing.
Aquí Cervantes señala que no tiene escrita más historia, así que el resto de presos, descontentos con este final, se proponen de nuevo quemar el manuscrito. Cervantes rectifica y comienza la última escena de esta historia. Antonio, Sancho, la casera, el cura y el propio doctor Carrasco están junto al cuerpo inconsciente del Quijote. Su fiel escudero le canta esta canción para tratar de animarlo.
A little gossip, a little chat, a little idle talk of this and that. I'll tell him all the troubles I have had, and since he doesn't hear, at least he won't feel bad. When I first got home, my wife Teresa beat me, but the blows fell very lightly on my back. She kept missing every other stroke and crying from the heart that while I was gone, she'd gone and lost a knack. Of course, I hit her back, Your Grace, but she's a lot harder than I am. And you know what they say, whether the stone hits the pitcher or the pitcher hits the stone, it's going to be bad for the pitcher. So I've got bruises from here to... A little gossip, a little chat, a little idle talk of this and that. If no one listens, then it's just as well. At least I won't get caught in any lies I tell. Oh, I haven't fought a windmill in a fortnight, and the humble joys get duller every day. Why, when I'm asleep, a dragon with his fiery tongue a wagon whispers, Sancho, won't you please come out and play?
Entonces Don Quijote parece despertar de su sueño. Ahora vuelve a ser un hombre normal que no termina de comprender lo que le ha sucedido. En ese momento aparece Aldonza, que ha descubierto que Quijote es la única persona que le ama. Por un momento Don Quijote no la reconoce, pero de pronto vuelve la locura de los libros de caballería y se pone en pie reclamando su armadura y su espada. Es solo un momento, porque después Quijote termina muriendo.
Please, try to remember. You looked at me and you called me by another name.
Finalmente, Cervantes es declarado no culpable por el resto de presos y le permiten asistir al tribunal de la Inquisición junto a su manuscrito no terminado de Don Quijote de la Mancha. Y así termina este musical, El hombre de la Mancha, que también pudimos ver aquí en España y, bueno, se ha podido ver en casi todo el mundo. Y nada más, la semana que viene pues traeremos otro musical de Broadway a este espacio. Hasta entonces.
Perhaps it was not a dream.
You spoke of a dream and about the quest.
The quest? The words. Tell me the words.
To dream the impossible dream. But they're your own words. To fight the unbeatable foe. Don't you remember? To bear with unbearable sorrow. You must remember. To run where the brave dare not go.
To right the unrightable wrong.
Yes.
To love, pure and chaste, from afar.
Yes.
To try, when your arms are too weary. To reach the unreachable star.
Thank you, my lord.
But this is not seemly, my lady. On thy knees to me.
My lord, you're not well.
Not well? What is illness to the body of a knight errant? What matter wounds? For each time he falls, he shall rise again. And woe to the wicked. Sancho!
Hear you, grave!
My armor! My sword!
More misadventures!
Adventures, old friend. Oh, the trumpets of glory now call me to ride. Yes, the trumpets are calling to me. And wherever I ride, ever staunch at my side, my squire and my lady shall be. I am I, Don Quixote, the Lord of La Mancha,
our destiny calls and we go. And the wild winds of fortune shall carry us onward.
Whithersoever they blow, onward to glory. Go.
My lord.
Dear.